You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Michelangelo. Happy Friday. I wouldn't show me that finger. It's time for one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yep, I've been going through the classic A&G archive. Found some pretty interesting stuff from two small segments. These were from 2014 and 2016. Gladys, where are you? Gladys, get in here. There she is. Our own Jack Armstrong talks about getting chased, and he got chased twice, and both times it involved, well, maybe showing people the wrong finger. It's pretty common to read in the newspaper or online about road rage incidents, and sometimes they turn really ugly, in fact, sometimes deadly. Well, our own Jack Armstrong, he was chased down twice by a group of people, and maybe he had a little something to do with it, and so he shares that experience. This was back in 2014. When our own Jack Armstrong showed him the finger.
Twice I've been chased. I think one story I've told before. Both unwise moves on my part. Although I didn't have a savage beating coming, although I think that was coming to me if I hadn't been able to escape in both instances. Once I was driving down the interstate and a guy pulled in front of me and then went into a spin. So I don't know if he was asleep or drunk or whatever.
Wow.
But almost hit me and scared me to death. And so I flipped him off.
After he'd stopped spinning?
After he'd stopped spinning. He pulled up next to me and started gesturing to me. So I don't know what happened. I'm just cruising along, cruise control on. Yeah. There's not much traffic. I didn't do anything. I don't know if he fell asleep or was drunk or something. But somehow, after he came out of the spin, he thought I was the cause. So he starts gesturing at me, and I flip him off.
Yeah.
So then he lays on the horn, and he starts chasing me. And so then I'm, like, taking exits. I'm taking it, and eventually I just lost him.
Yeah.
But he was very, very angry.
Wow. How dare you do what you did?
Well, there was no point in it. I mean, it's a stupid thing to do. What am I gaining from that? It's just childish.
Well, you're trying to send a message. We in civilized society do not approve of your actions,
no,
sir.
I wouldn't do that. There's no point in it. It's just a stupid act. I don't accomplish anything. I don't gain anything from it, so I didn't. Here's the other time. I know what it was. So I'm at a stoplight, and there's a big a group of guys in a car next to me, and they were throwing things at my car for some reason. Whoa. I think they were drunk, but they're throwing things at my car and honking and just, I don't know why they were.
Because they wanted to beat you down, because some guys are like that.
That could be it. Maybe they were trying to provoke me. That's funny. I've never even thought that was their whole intent. It probably was their intent.
Exactly. They were trying to pick a fight.
I'm a guy in his 20s in a pickup truck. They're trying to pick a bike. There's a bunch of them. There's one of me. So it's a really cool situation for them.
Sure.
That probably is what was trying to go on. So they're throwing things at me and they're yelling stuff and I'm just trying to pretend to ignore them. But I'm getting pretty angry that this, I don't like this behavior. So when the light turns green, I yell over and I yell, F you, out the window at them and drive off. Well, they didn't enjoy that. So they,
I think you offended them.
So they go to chasing me. And I'm on city streets. I'm on surface streets. I'm not on a freeway or anything. So I'm thinking this is an uncomfortable situation. End up at a stoplight surrounded by cars. Look in my rearview mirror. They're like two cars back. They're all getting out of their car and they're walking up to my car, sitting at the stoplight. And I'm thinking this is not going to go well. Luckily, there was enough room for me to get out of the line. I'm in at the stoplight. I go over into oncoming traffic. I turn around and I take off. They run back to their car and they talk. And it's a full on chase on city. This is pre me owning a cell phone, so that wasn't even never even crossed my mind. But I lost them at some point, and then I didn't have a garage where I lived, so I parked behind my house. Wow. I drove around my house and parked in the yard behind my house for a while because I didn't want them to recognize my car. But yeah, there was another one where I brought it on myself. I mean, they were being a-holes, but what was the upside for me doing that? Nothing.
No,
the
not really.
The slightest bit of self-satisfaction, well, but just nothing.
You know, there is a value in sending a message from civilized society to them. Well, on the other hand, the sort of people who have that coming, your effort is wasted.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to change their lives. They could have changed my life if I hadn't been able to get out of my car. I might have been that guy. There wouldn't have been anybody to take a video of it, but I might have been that guy that was pulled out of his Range Rover. Just a stupid move on my part.
Well, Jack learned that lesson the hard way, but I'm glad he survived it. And he is correct. Don't flip off other drivers. You do not know who that person is. They may be crazy, and the last thing you want to do is bring a crazy person into your life. I've always felt if there's a crazy driver, let him drive by. I don't need him. I don't want crazy people in my life. Anyhow, another little small nugget that I found was from 2016. This is just a funny slice of life from 2016 when Jack took his kids to the airport and there was an alarm going off that everybody noticed, but not the person causing the alarm.
I'm at the airport the other day, the whole family. They've got massage chairs at the airport. Seems pretty cool. My kids have used massage chairs before. They have massage chairs at the car wash I take my car to.
Kids, I'll be dang.
Kids love it. You put a dollar in there. And they just giggle and laugh like crazy as the thing is like twisting them around. These things are particularly like, I mean, they always say there's a baby hiding there grabbing them. That's what they say. But I mean, it's just like it really, really grabs you and needs you and moves you around. And they just laugh.
I need one of those.
So they knew what a massage chair looked like from the car wash. So we're at the airport and they said, hey, massage chairs. They climbed up on them. They just wanted to sit there. I said, I'm not putting money in them because we got to get going. Mm-hmm. They sat there and like about 20 seconds after they sat there, this incredibly loud, annoying alarm goes off.
Wow.
And then I saw a sign that said, if you don't put money in the machine, if you sit here and don't put money in it, an alarm will sound. It's to keep people from just using them for chairs.
Right.
Okay, makes sense. I said, oh, we got to get off. Never thought about it again until next time I'm at the airport. I'm walking around the corner and I hear, whip, 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 whip. And down the corridor. And as I'm walking down toward my gate, it's getting louder and louder and louder. And there's a guy sitting on the massage chair chatting on a cell phone while the alarm's going off. Wait, wait. And I mean, it is deafeningly loud in that pitch that will make you want to kill somebody.
Right. Intentionally.
And he's just sitting there chatting on the phone. And so I thought, oh my God, that guy doesn't know that he's causing that sound so loud. And I walk by and I sit down. I'm killing some time. So I watch that guy. And everybody that walks by him has the same look on their face as me. Dude, don't you realize that horrifying sound that is making 500 people want to kill each other is coming from you? Finally, and this has went on for 15 minutes or something like that, some woman interrupts his, excuse me, sir. That loud sound is from you singing it. Now, I had thought, poor old guy, he can't hear that tone. I'll bet that's it. I'm that way, as I've said before. My kids have to tell me when the coffee maker's done. The coffee maker beeped, Dad. The coffee's done. I can't hear that tone at all. That frequency, I don't hear nothing. I thought that's what it was. No, he gets off and he says, oh, that was me? That was me the whole time? I wondered what that was because I couldn't hear anybody on the phone. I wondered what that was. Well, I'll be darned.
Hey,
God dang it. Oh my God, I wanted to follow him around and see what the rest of his life is like.
What's the frequency on that coffee maker beep, roughly?
I don't know, it's pretty high pitched.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm thinking we could probably badmouth him right in front of him.
I don't know if we get
the pitch right.
I really don't know what I don't hear, obviously. So how often is that guy sitting at a stoplight and everybody's honking their horn and it's been green three cycles and he's eating soup or whatever he's doing? Oh, that's me? Everybody's honking at me? I didn't realize that.
God. It really is amazing how unaware some people are. As far as massage chairs go, I'm not going to sit in them at the airport. Too many people in there. And I don't know who's been sitting in that chair. There's been places where I've gotten my hair cut and they have massage chairs and I've sat in those and those are really nice. You sit there, you wait for your appointment, and you get a nice massage while you read. But any other place? Nah, not for me. Well, I hope you enjoy these two segments of Classic A&G. I'm going to go through the archives next week and bring you some more good stuff. Until then, have a great weekend, and, well, I guess that's it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.